Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Today I'm joined by Tori Cushing, Marketing Strategist at Analytics. Hello, Tori. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Tell us a bit about yourself before we get into the main subject.
Yeah, so I have been in marketing for about 6 years now, and my mom, who is Annie Cushing, was the one who got me into it. I started learning about marketing at 16 and started working in some reporting and link building at the time. And then I got my first job at an agency at 17, and I've basically been doing it ever since. So I really, really enjoy it. I'm kind of type A and analytical, so it's right up my alley. When I'm not doing marketing stuff, I actually really like a vintage dance called Lindy Hop. That's an American folk dance done to swing music,
yep.
Otherwise known as swing dancing. And that's kind of another passion of mine. So I compete nationally and internationally in that on the side.
Fantastic. And yeah. you're a parkour practitioner as well,
which is quite
impressive.
I love running, which is how I got into parkour, and like basic gymnastics, which I've done in Lindy Hop before.
Yeah.
And parkour was just kind of a culmination of those two. So I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, very challenging.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
But can you combine the two? Like, you know, is your sort of like jumping through an open window or something? Can you do a sort of Lindy Hop position while you're sort of jumping through, or is that not advisable?
That sounds great. That sounds like a brilliant idea for a video. So I'm going to take that. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, well, you know, you can make a video of it and just give me a mention. Right, we're talking about, we better get back on topic because the listeners are expecting it. Which reports in Google Analytics are best for sort of social reporting?
That's a really good question. And, you know, for this, I'm actually going to hop into my Google Analytics account, and I highly recommend for our listeners to follow along inside Google Analytics. So there are a few different options here. Under acquisition is where you're going to find all of these reports. So you're going to see the channels report, these different all traffic and social and campaigns. So under acquisition, you would think that social, the section right there, would be where you would find your best social reports and all the information that you need. Now, the problem is that under these social reports, it's not super great. Instead, what we recommend is going into under all traffic, under channels.
Mm-hmm.
And channels is where you have this other social channel where you can drill down to all of the social data under here. And this is where I recommend getting most of your data. So you can see your sessions, your percentage of new sessions, your new users, your behavior, bounce rate. That's all pretty much the same in your social report and in your channels report to an extent. But there are certain details like the transactions and the revenue and certain like smaller social campaigns and different sources that will show up in all traffic under channels and not in your social reports. So the reason for that is that a lot of times what you do with the social reports in like the regular social reports, you go to something like network referrals where it has, you know, your Twitter and your Facebook and your LinkedIn and that kind of stuff. But it doesn't show all of them combined in something like an overview. So what we recommend is going into channels under all traffic and drilling down to social channel. And there you can see this kind of full layout of data from Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and it's all combined. So instead of seeing something like you're getting a certain number of sessions from twitter.co and facebook.com, maybe that doesn't include the Facebook app or the like Twitter picture traffic that you're getting. So that's why I recommend going into the channels, drilling down to social, and then seeing the data there, because it actually combines and, you know, accumulates all this data from those different sources, and you don't have to go into Excel later and add it all together.
Sure. So, I mean, there's quite a few reports there. Would you say that there's any that probably are worth skipping because they're quite bad at reporting?
Yeah. So I would definitely say I wouldn't recommend using the landing page report.
Yeah.
Instead of using the landing page report, again, go to acquisition overview, all traffic, channels. And again, this is why I suggest following along. From channels, you want to drill down to social, which is the good reporting that I recommend. This is where you should go for your social reporting, not the social reports under acquisition. And then from social network, you can switch this primary dimension, which is this little option right underneath that big graph. Mm. And you can switch it to landing page. And that's what I would suggest for the landing page report. And there are a few reasons for that. One of them is that you get more data here, all in one view. So you get your acquisition and your behavior data, which is like sessions, new users, percentage of new sessions, but you also get bounce rate, pages per sessions, and average session duration. But you also get conversion data. So you get your e-commerce data. So you get your conversion rate, your transactions, and your revenue. And you can switch the conversion data to your goals. So say you're not an e-commerce site and you want to track form signups instead. You know, you can switch that to goals here. Now, if you were to go into something like in the landing page report under social, so that bad reporting that I'm talking about, and I wouldn't necessarily consider it bad, it's just limited. You know, so why would you look at limited data when you can get so much more in one place?
Yeah.
So under social landing pages, it's a report that I don't recommend because you can only see page views, sessions, average session duration, and pages per session. So you can really only see that acquisition data, you know? So if you want to look at, and you know, the reason behind this is that if you have, let's say you release a new product and you have a landing page that has just, you know, gave the arrival of this product, you know, it was like a press release almost, and you want to see how much traffic you're getting from Twitter or from social networks in general to this particular landing page. So you would change that primary dimension to landing page, and you can see that, okay, for analytics, the definitive guide to groupings in Google Analytics brought in this certain amount of revenue and brought in this many signups and brought in this many transactions. Mm. You can see that all in one place instead of having to go into Excel later and grab your conversion data and then grab your landing page data from social and then combine them in a pivot table, which is possible, but it's just unnecessary steps when you can have it all in one place under all traffic channels.
Yeah, it's an extra step, isn't it? Now, let's talk a little bit about sort of proper campaign tagging. What recommendations would you make sort of for tagging social campaigns?
Yeah. So I'm sure our listeners have done some type of campaign tagging. But what I recommend is making sure that the most important thing about campaign tagging is making sure that you have your mediums set up correctly. And on Analytics, there's an entire guide to, like, a definitive full guide to campaign tagging, which I can send you later, Andy, if you want to include it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see, like, this just incredible resource of everything you need to know about campaign tagging. So I highly recommend checking that out because it's just scratching the surface. But with campaign tagging, the most important thing and the thing that we see people mess up the most is tagging your mediums. So you want to make sure for social reporting that your medium is always tagged to social. Now, a lot of times we see it tagged to Facebook or BOGO, you know, promo from Facebook, something like that that's not a medium. And really, we want to make sure that it's tagged just social, just that lowercase one word. And then your source is where you put in a little bit more information. That's where the link lives. So if you're sharing it on Twitter, that'll be twitter.com. And facebook.com. And you want to make sure that another important tip is that it's consistent. So you want to make sure that your mediums, that your sources are consistent. So when you share links on Twitter, is twitter.com as your source. That's it. You know, or t.co, like whatever it is, make it consistent.
Mm.
And we recommend putting in the .com so that it covers all the things over that domain. Because when you have like uppercase Facebook versus lowercase Facebook, you know, it causes these duplications in the report. So you want to make sure that it's just Facebook.com, Twitter.com, Pinterest.com as the sources. And then you use the campaign tag to give a little bit more of a description. So let's say you have a social ad or something like that. You'd want to put in the description in the campaign and not in the medium or the source. So this is like consistent over every client that we have come in for a site audit or an analytics audit. I have not seen one that's had their mediums and sources tagged correctly. Wow. Across the board. So this is a big issue. So I would highly recommend if you're at an agency, keeping an eye out for this when you're doing audits in-house, make sure that you go check your reporting and make sure that those mediums, especially because the mediums, if you mistag those, it messes up a huge amount of those acquisition reports.
Mm.
You know, so if you're saying that this is coming from a different medium, that means that you're missing out on tracking that data, you know, because you're saying that this is coming from, let's say your medium is social and you tag it with Facebook.com. Mm. Now it won't be grouped into that social channel that you have.
Yeah. It's confusing, isn't it? Because it's no wonder people get it wrong, because there's this, I can imagine that a lot of people get those tags the wrong way around.
Oh, yeah. And it's taken me a while to understand this. So it's not like I just like inherently have an understanding of this. Google Analytics did not make this very easy, you know, because a lot of times when you're reporting on this, I don't think it's their biggest concern to make sure that this is like the easiest process to make sure that all of your channels are equally represented. Because if it looks like you're not getting a whole bunch of traffic from something, then you're probably going to go pay for it.
Yeah.
It's the reality. So making sure that you have this set up correctly so that you're knowing how many sessions and transactions are coming from email versus social versus organic or direct, you know. So it's a very important process. I'd highly recommend checking out our guide to channel groupings from Analytics and multi-channel funnels. I mean, there are a few resources that I'll send you, Andy, that you can give to our listeners too.
And we'll put those in the show notes.
Great.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now, you did mention earlier about revenue. I'm just interested how you actually track revenue from social, Tori.
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, I would recommend this overview, all traffic channels, social, and checking revenue from there. So one thing is that in that other social, in those like group of social reports that Google Analytics provides you that I don't really recommend very much, is there's an option for conversions.
Hmm.
But the thing with this is that it operates on a different value system than the other reports. So this is where it gets a little bit complex. So if you don't understand this, not you, Andy, our listeners, if you don't understand this, that's totally fine. Like, just roll with it. You can learn more about it later. But basically, the long and short of it is that the social conversions report, and that's under acquisition social conversions, is reporting off of the multi-channel funnels API. So that's reporting on basically like assisted conversions. And you can see this in this report where you get this option, this little option under Explorer to view from conversions to assisted versus last interaction. And this kind of gives you this, you know, it's the difference between assisted conversions and last click or direct conversions. And I won't get into the details of that, although I highly recommend if you are doing analytics reporting that you go and research it. But essentially, it's instead of giving the last attribution, so if somebody comes in through Facebook and then they leave, and then they come in through organic, and then they leave, and then they come in again through direct, you know, and they go to directly to analytics, analytics.com, and make a purchase, the last click or direct conversion value is saying that they came in from direct. The assisted conversions reports is that you came in from social also played a part, and that email played a part and organic played a part in this. So it tracks those visits too. And then you came in from direct, but these other channels also get credit, you know? So in these other reports in the acquisition channels, you get a little bit of slightly different data. So if you see that kind of inconsistency, that's where that's from. And this is reporting on the core reporting APIs. So if and if you're reporting off any of these other things, like the source medium report, the referrals report, the channels report, those are all the recording or the core reporting API. So I kind of recommend staying consistent with that, which is why I recommend, and Analytics and Annie Cushing also, she's recommended all this in the demystifying social reporting guide that she wrote. Which is getting where I'm getting a lot of this material. So I highly recommend checking out the blog. But under acquisition overview, all traffic channels, that's where you get this core reporting API and you get to see that kind of consistency. So I recommend the, that's a long explanation for, I recommend again, going to all traffic channels, drilling down to social network and looking at your conversions and your e-commerce data inside that report. And then you get this nice view of, okay, Twitter brought in the majority of my revenue. So Twitter is bringing in 85% of our social revenue.
Yeah.
Facebook is contributing 12%. Google Plus is contributing 2%. You know, and you can see the dollar amount and the breakdown of that. So that's what I would recommend.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned multi-channel reports and core reporting, or multi-channel funnel reports, I think they're called. I'm just wondering what the difference between the two is. Could you explain what the difference is?
Yeah, definitely. And that's a really good question. Basically, the difference is that the core reporting API, which is what I referenced before, and is what the majority of Google Analytics is made up of, is working off of a last click attribution model. So that means that if you came in from these different channels and you came in from direct last, direct gets the credit.
Yeah.
Last click attribution. Most of the reports in Google Analytics are based off of this. So you have the real time audience acquisition behavior, and most of conversion reports are based off of this core reporting API. Now, there are a few reports, which is the multi-channel funnels report and the attribution report under conversions. And under social conversions, they operate off of the multi-channel funnels API, which is saying that more of the channels get credit, not just the last one, for this conversion. So when you're reporting on social and your conversion data, you want to be aware that these two reports operate off of different APIs. So the report that I reference as kind of like the good report, and it's just the report that has the most efficiency and has the most data for you, is under acquisition, all traffic, channels, social, and that's operating off of the core reporting API. And the other one, so under social conversions, is reporting off of this multi-channel funnels API, which is saying that more people get credit. And you can see under the social conversions, assisted versus last interaction analysis, which is what I talked about a little bit before, which gives you this assisted conversions, which is that, you know, these other channels are assisting in this kind of like last home run goal and the last click. And then if you combine those, then it equals the other data. So it gets a wee bit confusing. Basically, what you want to understand is that this social conversions report is reporting off multi-channel funnels, API.
Yeah.
And the acquisition all traffic channels social, which is what I consider good reporting just because it aligns with the rest of your reporting the most easily and you get the most data,
yeah,
is the social under channels. And that's reporting off of the core reporting API.
Fantastic. The ever-opening flower of Google Analytics. And seems you can do more and more with it. How can our listeners find out more about you, Tori, and more about Analytics?
That's a great question. So Analytics, I write for that blog. So you can find more tutorials from me on analytics.com/blog. I am also writing for Joe Hall, which is hallanalysis.com. So if you want to see any of my blog posts, feel free to check in there.
Yeah.
I had one about custom reports, so you can check that out. And a real-time alert if you want to see more Google Analytics stuff. I also recommend checking out, Annie posted a new blog post called Demystifying Social Reports in Google Analytics. And you can get all of this data through a tutorial walkthrough type on analytics.com/blog. It's one of the most recent blog posts. But yeah, so that's kind of all the events. And we also do these live hangouts, which is Google Analytics live hangouts for Analytics, which you can find that on analytics.com too. And where you can submit questions about Google Analytics and we go ahead and answer those live.
Fantastic. And if you could send us links to these resources, Tori, we'll make sure they go onto the show notes. And also, I'll just, for our listeners, point out how you spell Analytics. It's Analytics. Is that right, Tori?
Yep, that's perfect.
So it's Analytics, named after Annie.
Yes, it is.
Fantastic.
Very clever.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/impodcast. We are on iTunes and Stitcher, so if you fancy leaving a review, that would be fantastic. We're looking to get some sort of questions and answers on some future shows. So the couple of ways to get those in is the email is podcast@sitevisibility.com. And we have a magic telephone line where you can leave an audio message or question, +44 1273 256 150. Well, that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Tori.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.